From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Today, President Bush announced two major aid packages, the first for humanitarian help to Afghan refugees, the other for American workers who've lost their jobs as a result of last month's terrorism attacks. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
During a pair of events, one at the State Department, the other at the Department of Labor, the president's message today was this. The federal government will use its financial resources to help those who are facing hard times as a direct result of the terrorist attacks. $320 million worth of support will go to people displaced in Afghanistan. Thousands are fleeing cities and towns there, some trying to escape to neighboring countries, as the U.S. prepares for possible military action against the Taliban leadership. At the State Department today, President Bush described the Afghan people themselves as victims of an oppressive regime.
No question that we're an angry people about what happened to our country. But in our anger, we must never forget we're a compassionate people as well. We will fight evil, but in order to overcome evil, the great goodness of America must come forth and shine forth. And one way to do so is to help the poor souls in Afghanistan. And we're going to do so.
For the White House, this helps underscore that this is not a war against Islam, but a war against terrorism. The goal is to get food, medicine, and supplies into Afghanistan before the harsh winter sets in. Military aircraft may be used to drop rations by parachute.
We will work with the UN agencies such as the World Food Program and work with private volunteer organizations to make sure this assistance gets to the people. We will make sure that not only the folks in Afghanistan who need help get help, but we will help those who have fled to neighboring countries to get help as well.
Later in the day, at the Department of Labor, the president spoke to staffers about the need to do something for U.S. workers suffering because of the harm the attacks did to the U.S. economy. Many businesses in New York City are struggling. Nationally, the travel-related industries have laid off tens of thousands of workers. Beyond these specific sectors, the economy as a whole has been rocked by the loss of consumer confidence in the days immediately following the attacks.
First, in the post-attack economy, some workers need more help for more time. So I propose extending the unemployment benefits by 13 weeks in states that have been hardest hit because by job losses related to the September 11th attack.
The president is also proposing $3 billion in grants for states. The money's supposed to help laid-off workers maintain health care coverage, get job training, and pay their bills. The funds to pay for help for these laid-off workers will come from the $60 to $75 billion economic stimulus package proposed by the administration yesterday and now under consideration in Congress. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.